Adventure photographers are known for posting pictures of serene outdoor scenes and perfect camping trips. But KUER's Lee Hale caught up with two social media travelers who have a slightly different approach.
Jace and Giddy Carmichael live in a van. But calling it a van is misleading. It's more like a tiny home on wheels.
Right next to our closet is kind of the kitchen area.
Together, they converted a 2005 Sprinter van into a pretty cozy space, complete with wood paneling, solar power, running water, even a composting toilet.
There's a large door that swings out, and then we have a toilet.
They share the space with their four-month-old daughter, Juniper.
She's a lot more mellow now that we are in a van than she was in a house.
Giddy says Juniper is responding really well to life on the road. Perhaps because Giddy spent virtually her entire pregnancy living in their last van, which they sold in order to pay for the new one. More room for the three of them and their dog, Lotus. They document their travels on the Instagram account, Our Home on Wheels, but they're careful not to create the illusion that their life is one nonstop adventure, which can seem the case with other photographers.
You don't think about them using the toilet, and you don't think about them having to cook.
It's not all dreamy like Instagram shows, you know? So we try to make it very real.
They often post about the less glamorous side of traveling, times when the van is messy, or when they lounge around eating pizza in bed. Jace says it's important to let their 70,000 followers know that it's not all perfect mountain views and hashtags.
Those moments are amazing, and they really are what people are depicting. I'm like, they're amazing, but that's not every day.
Some days are spent working on their homemade jewelry company that funds their travels, but they're not complaining. Currently preparing for a trip to Baja, California, Jace and Giddy feel extremely lucky that this is their life, and they're grateful social media allows them to bring so many of their fans along for the ride. Lee Hale, KUER News.